I thought I'd never see.
What's up, what's up? This is your girl, DJ Tellum. Welcome to another show right here today on this beautiful Friday on March 23rd, 2012. It is finally spring. The sun is shining. The flowers are blooming. The birds are happy, you know, doing their thing. And a quick birthday shout out to my best friend who is turning 19 today. So happy birthday to you, and I'll see you when I get home. So let's start today with some Beyonce, Love on Top. that was Love on Top by the beautiful and also fabulous Beyonce. So I found a really interesting article about the 8 easiest jobs on the planet, reported from Yahoo Shine. So number 1, a pro sleeper. So Quanar, a Chinese travel review site, has hired 3 secret reviewers this year to assess the thread count, Wi-Fi strength, slipper softness, and room services at top hotels throughout the country. So think about it. You get paid for staying in hotels, reviewing what their beds feel like, what are their foods like, and, you know, that sounds like a pretty good job. So meanwhile, in Travelodge, they employ a full-time bed guru to nap in all the national hotel chain rooms, testing the quality of each mattress. In 2006, the first guy that did the job earned close to 6 figures. Generally, expect to earn $1,500 a month just to test out beds and nap. Oh my gosh, where can I get this hookup? Because this sounds like the best job in the world. Getting paid to sleep. I mean, who would not love that? Number 2, you think that's good? You can get paid for being a chocolate eater. So at Godiva, chocolate testers are trained like sommeliers for their job, learning to inspect for sheen and cracks, taking bunny sniffs for aroma notes, and savoring the texture up to 50 bonbons a day. Food testers can earn anywhere from $24,000 up to $70,000, depending on the company. It may sound easy to do, but it's a hard job to get. Godiva tasters go to chocolate school to qualify, while other companies require super tasters, those born with uniquely potent taste buds. So, it's a hard job to get, but, I mean, eating chocolate just to get paid, oh, it's fabulous, fabulous. So, number 3, a QPEC aggregator. If you guys didn't know what aggregator was, I did not know what that was, but if you like looking at cute animals or watching animals doing cute things, this is your job. As a web editor for Q Overload, or a casting agent at True Entertainment, which the production company for Planet Show, Too Cute, you can go through adorable footage and photos of sloths, kittens, puppies for a living. So basically, you're online and you look at pictures, you look at videos, and you search videos for cute animals. I mean, how hard of that is a job? And look at all those viral internet videos of cats doing cute things, panda sneezing, you know, all that stuff. And the average salary can range from $10 an hour to $40,000 or $40 to an hour, depending on location and company and responsibilities. Number 4, mansion sitter. It is actually possible to live like a millionaire on $10,000 a year. One couple spent winter in the Pyrenees and summer in Antibes, skimming leaves through their private pool, walking dogs, and chasing away burglars by simply occupying one mansion or another. And veteran house sitters with killer reputations can charge around $200 a week to mind the mansion. That's in addition to room and board. For newbies, there's luxuryhousesitting.com. Check that out, luxuryhousesitting.com, a site that connects wanderers with high-end property owners in Florida, California, even Malta and the Virginia Islands. So number 4 is a mansion sitter. So you get paid for watching big mansions. Where are these things, man? Number 5. Oh, this is the one that I absolutely love, love, love. It is a TV watcher. So there's a solid market for this gig. Fast typing fingers can earn you a starting salary of $25,000 to caption TV shows for the hearing impaired as you watch them. Production assistants for clip shows like Talk Soup spend their days flipping channels in search of potential segments to pass along to producers, earning a few hundred a week. At Nielsen, a team of media researchers stay glued to the tube 8 hours a day, $10 an hour, watching out for any product placements across networks. So you get paid for watching TV, you get paid for eating chocolate, you get paid for looking for cute animals, you get paid to sleep. What else is there? There is more, actually. And number 6 is a professional know-it-all. YouTube's partner program has turned self-made, do-it-yourself videos into cash money. The trick is to anticipate the things people want to know but afraid to ask. Can you draw a decent smoky eye? How well can you fold a paper airplane? Can you whistle? Super quickly web tutorials on absurdly simple tasks can bank their makers up to $100,000. So if you know something, put it up on YouTube. And hey, you never know. You can get paid a bunch of money for it. And number 7, a spa critic. If you're going to have strong opinions, why not use them on massages? Oh, gosh. Susie Ellis, CEO of SpaFinder, has gotten thousands in her 20-year career. She traveled the world as an interpret reporter testing back rubs and aromatherapy rituals for her online spa directory. Freelance writers and editors for spa sites and magazines can get all the same massage perks without any of those CEO headaches and earn between $20,000 and $90,000 a year. $20,000, $90,000 a year. That can pay for my full tuition here at Dominican. And just to review spa places. We're these people, man. Let me get in touch with you guys. And number 8, the last one, a resort consultant. According to one branding website, a popular mommy blogger was hired by a family resort to spend 4 days as a VIP guest and offer feedback on how to improve their kid-friendly features. In addition to an all-expense-paid vacation, she earned $1,200 for her time. Nice work if you can get it. So too bad, the easiest jobs are hardest to find. So those are your 8 easiest jobs on the planet reported from Yahoo Shine. So number 1, a pro sleeper. Number 2, chocolate eater. Number 3, QPEC aggregator. Number 4, a mansion sitter. And number 5, TV watcher. Number 7, spa critic. And number 8, a resort consultant. So there you go. And next up, we have some Call Me Maybe by Carly Rae Jepsen.
In the well, don't ask me, I'll never tell. I looked to you as it fell, and now you're in my way. I trade my soul for a wish, pennies and dimes for a kiss. I wasn't looking for this, but now you're in my way. Your stare was holding, ripped jeans, skin was showing. Hot night wind was blowing. Where you think you're going, baby? Hey, I just met you.
Oh,
And that was Call Me Maybe by Carly Rae Jepsen. And thank you again for tuning here with me, DJ Tellum, here at radio.dominican.edu. Remember to check out my other links at DJ-Tellum.blogspot.com and follow me on Twitter, DJ_Tellum. So check that out. I know I'm not that updating that a lot, but check out my Twitter more because I kind of like that one better. So next up, I have some news stories for you. So in Meriden, Connecticut, the Board of Education is considering to ban tight clothing. So things like skinny jeans, leggings, and form-fitting materials such as spandex. Adding on to that, new policy is that undergarments must be worn inside an outfit. So there's a rule saying that you have to wear underwear and bras under your clothes. I mean, people are not doing that. So I guess in Connecticut, these things are just working. So I don't understand why. So the whole leggings thing, that kind of sucks because you go to college, that's what girls usually wear since they're all too lazy, especially me. We're all too lazy to actually dress up and get out of bed. And leggings are a good pair and they're comfortable and they work with anything, mostly anything. So that sucks for people in Connecticut. So check that out. So in Meriden, Connecticut, considering to ban tight clothing. And next, you think telling kids to not wear at school is extreme? A New Jersey middle school has now banned hugging between students at school. Apparently, society is trying to prevent teenage pregnancy at the earliest stages. But I mean, just a plain old hug. I mean, you can fake a hug. You can always fake a hug. I understand PDA because in my high school, no one wanted to see that. And kids would get caught up if they got caught. But a hug is a hug. And what more could it lead to, you know? But I mean, if you really think about it thoroughly, but a hug is just a hug. Now, the phone company Nokia, I had no idea they're still making phones. And I told the ones that made the first phones. Remember those phones where you could play Snake? Yeah, my mom had that phone. I remember all I did was play Snake. But now you have all these updated things with the iPhones where you can listen to me on your phone right now and Skype with people through your phone from in another country. But now Nokia decided to step up a little bit higher and they are configuring a new invention. So a tattoo that vibrates with your phone. So if you get a call, your tattoo will start to vibrate. It looks like any other tattoo, but it uses ferromagnetic powder made into a specialty ink. It is used just like a ringtone, whereas you can change the type of vibration, whether for different people, text messages, emails, or calendar alerts. If a tattoo is a bit too much, Nokia thought of something else less drastic, like a sticker or a badge. So I guess if you can't live without your phone, then this is something for you. You can have it permanently on you. But you know, you can't answer it through your tattoo. It just tells you when someone is calling, someone's texting you, someone's emailing you, or if you got something new coming up. And if you're someone that needs to have your phone physically connected to you, maybe you kind of have some problems with you because that's kind of doing too much. If you're actually considering this, just don't consider it, please. And a new law was passed in Israel on Monday. So male and female models must have a body mass index of no less than 18.5 or a note from a doctor saying they are not underweight before they can be hired for a modeling job. For example, a 6 foot tall model must weigh no less than 136.5 pounds. So the legislation also bans the use of models who quote unquote look underweight. And not only that, but whoever creates the ads must report whether or not they had used Photoshop to manipulate a picture that way. The lawmakers are hoping with this new legislation, it will encourage a healthier body image among teens and prevent eating disorders. You know, I like this idea because not every woman looks like a runway model. If you ever see any models on Fashion Week or any other fashion show, they look so unhappy and dead. They look like zombies. They never smile. I don't understand. Like, is there a rule that you can't smile while wearing fabulous clothes? I mean, if I was wearing those beautiful, expensive clothes, I'd be smiling. But, I mean, how are you supposed to sell clothing if you look like a zombie, you know? And that is nowhere near appealing. I understand that some girls are just skinny and they can't do anything about that. I understand that, you know? But how about some variety in their advertisements? Especially with the different photo editing tools, some people don't really look what they look like online. Let me tell you that. There are girls that you look at them on the computer and you see them in person like, you don't look like that. You do not look like that. So you go, Israel. Promote natural beauty and natural size, natural beauty, and support body image, because that is such a great idea, and I think America should also do that too. So that's it for some news stories for you. And next up, we have some Adele with Someone Like You.
I heard that you're settled down, that you found a girl and you're married now. I heard that your dreams came true. Guess she gave you things I didn't give to you. But I couldn't stay away, I couldn't fight it. I had hoped you'd see my face and that you'd be reminded that for me it isn't over. Never mind, I'll find someone like you. I wish nothing but the best of you too. Don't forget me, instead. You know how the time flies. Only yesterday was the time of our lives. We were born and raised in a summer haze, bound by the surprise of our glory days. I hate to turn up out of the blue uninvited, but I couldn't stay away, I couldn't fight it. I had hoped you'd see my face and that you'd be reminded that for me it isn't over. Never nothing compares, no worries or cares, regrets and mistakes, their memories made. Who would have known how bittersweet this would taste. Never mind, I'll find someone like you. I wish nothing but the best.
And that was Someone Like You by Adele. And this is DJ Tellum here at radio.dominican.edu on my show, gotta let them know. So I'm hoping I'm letting you guys know about these things that are happening around the world. So now, with the financial rut America has been in for the longest time, there is now clutter that you can turn into some cash. So who would not love some extra cash? So small kitchen appliances like bread, pasta, and espresso machines can go a long way. Skip McGath, author of 3 Weeks to eBay Profits, bought $2 garage sale food dehydrator that sold for $40 on eBay. I mean, that's not a lot, though. $40 can go a long way. Hey, that's going to be like a whole full gas tank already. So people may be willing to buy broken appliances for their parts, but McGarth cautions to always make sure you're upfront about the condition of the product. And used videos can be bought up to $30, or used video games can be bought up to $30 per game, and DVDs will go for $1, and Blu-rays will go up to $5. And that tacky old sweater your aunt knit you for Christmas, those can range from $10 to $100 online or at consignment shops. Holiday sweaters of the 80s, the late 80s and 90s are back in high demand. And 1950s furniture is also back in the business. Vanities, dining tables, dressers, desks, and bed frames are, if in good condition, can go from $300 to $900 in consignments of resale shops or resale shops, but go even higher on sites like eBay and Etsy. And more vintage electronics are willing to pay big bucks for 1980s stereo and hi-fi equipment, and even more if the equipment can still be used. So if your mom, your dad, or your teacher, or somebody has all those extra stuff from a long time ago, turn that into money, you know? So best-selling items are LP turntables, reel-to-reel tape decks, vacuum tube amplifiers, cassette tape decks, and high-end speaker systems. So if you haven't got any of those in your garage from, like, your dad's, your mom's old systems and stuff, sell it. You never know how much you can go for. And all those lunch pails you had as a kid, those are high in the high market too. A 1954 Superman lunchbox sold at an auction went up to $11,865 just for a lunch pail. A pre-metal 1990 or plastic box in decent shape with an image of a TV show or celebrity on the front anywhere can range from $20 to about $50. So if you still have any of these, check out Yard Seller, that is Yard, sellr.com. So yardseller.com to sell your items. And the last thing, it is gold. So all those old jewelry that just taking up space can be turned into cash. But depending on the weight in carats, it is what the price you'll get. So call up your local jewelry store if they purchase gold, or go to mygoldparty.com to learn about hosting a gold selling party. So check that out. So small kitchen appliances, your tacky old sweater, old furniture from the 1950s, vintage electronics, lunch pails, and gold. Have all those, a lot of us have all those things laying around in the house, so why not turn into cash? So that's some things you can help out, get a few money in your pockets. And next up, we have some Lauryn Hill, Can't Take My Eyes Off of You.
Refugee camp, conspiracy theory, why? You're just too good to be true. Can't take my eyes off of you. You be like heaven to touch. I wanna hold you so much. And long last love has arrived. And I thank God I'm alive. You're just too good to be true. Can't take my eyes off of you. Caught in the way that I stare. There's nothing else to compare. The sight of you leaves me weak. There are no words left to speak. But if you feel like I feel, please let me know that it's real. You're just too good to be true. Can't take my eyes off of you.
Baby. take my eyes off of you. You'd be like heaven to touch. I wanna hold you so much. At long last, love has arrived. And I thank God I'm alive. You're just too good to be true. Can't take my eyes off of you.
That was Can't Take My Eyes Off of You by Lauryn Hill. And now, I have some follow-up stories for you today. And first off, if you guys haven't heard, co-founder of Invisible Children, the viral video of the video Kony 2012, Jason Russell, has been diagnosed with a condition called brief reactive psychosis. Since its Kony 2012 video gone viral these past weeks, have not been good with him. According to his wife, Danica. So, if you have not been following the news, last week, Russell was arrested for masturbating in public while under the influence. And there has been a leak on the leak of videos of him actually walking around the street, whether he was intoxicated or not. He was walking in the street naked and just screaming, like, talking to himself, screaming, just angry, you know? I was like, what is this man doing? So, Russell arrested. So the San Diego Police Department says that he was taken into custody after he was caught masturbating in public and vandalizing cars. And this was in broad daylight. If you see the video, check it out on TMZ. It is in broad daylight. This man is walking around naked. And you would think it'd been someone who's, I don't know, not in something so public and something so helpful as Invisible Children. But however, the charges have been dropped, but his recovery will take a few months. I mean, I can totally see where this judge is coming from. He made a video that was supposed to help the world, yet instead people are doubting him. His video was meant to send a great message. Instead, it didn't. Even the people of Uganda were actually angry about this video and claiming it that it just made the situation of their country worse rather than helping it. And a lot of things been popping up lately about whether his information wasn't totally right, where Joseph Kony is no longer in the part of Uganda he said he was in the video was in. And he didn't focus more on the Ugandan people and how much peace they're actually rebuilding from the war with Kony. And a lot of people totally just bought into it and bought those action kits and all that stuff but before doing their research. But it goes to show how much people these days will believe what they see on the internet without doing thorough research. And, you know, I understand he tried to send a good message, but, you know, in my opinion, it didn't work. I'm just saying. Of course, I want to help the people of Uganda, but maybe if he did his thorough research, maybe he didn't do enough. I don't know. I guess like what Spider-Man says, with great power becomes great responsibility. And I guess he just couldn't handle it. And another story that's been blowing up is about 7-year-old Trayvon Martin. So here's the story. February 26th, Trayvon was talking on his cell phone. He was talking himself into his girlfriend. He was walking out the supermarket, Skittles in hand on the phone. And he was shot and killed. So the shooter, 28-year-old George Zimmerman, claimed that it was self-defense. And the police took Zimmerman's word and did not take a blood alcohol test or background check, but did both on Martin after he died. and the event happened almost a month ago, and it has been hitting the public hard. Protests have been starting up to have Zimmerman to put in jail and for justice of Trayvon's death. So basically, he just was on the phone, talking to his girlfriend, and there's also been news that his girlfriend said that she heard what happened, where she told her boyfriend to run. She told Trayvon to run, and I guess it sounded like the guy pushed him down, and he didn't go. He fought him because Zimmerman was found with a bump on his head and a bloody nose, but Trayvon was killed. And a lot of people have been protesting, selling hoodies, promoting that for justice for Trayvon and his family. And Obama actually said that if he had a son, it would actually look like him. It would look like Trayvon. And they kind of do have a similar resemblance. And justice has to go serve for Trayvon because the boy had nothing to do anything. And the police decided to do a background check on Martin after he died. But during that, they didn't do a single one on Zimmerman. And Trayvon's an African-American boy. And George Zimmerman is a Hispanic. But the neighborhood, George Zimmerman was a neighborhood watch, and Trayvon was in like a gated community, I guess. And Zimmerman used it as self-defense. I don't know. There's something just not right about that, for killing someone innocent who really didn't do anything, who planned on not doing anything. So justice has to go for Trayvon Martin. So Google up, search up his name, read up on his story, support his cause. So check that out, Trayvon Martin. And the last follow-up news story for the day is results of Whitney Houston's autopsy has been released. So she died from an accidental drowning in a hotel bathtub, but the effects of heart disease were contributing factors in her death. But reporting from CNN, her cocaine use appeared to have occurred in the time period just prior to her collapse. Sadly, she's been trying to rebuild her life, you know, get back into the business. She has actually a new movie coming out this year, with Jordan Sparks. But tragically, she died. And in recent years, drug abuse has overtaken her life, and sadly to figure out it was a result in her death. So rest in peace, Miss Houston. And in regards, condolences to her family to figure out that this may be a reason because of her death. It's sad. So next up, we have some Not Over You by Gavin DeGraw.
Dreams, that's where I have to go to see your beautiful face anymore. I stare at a picture of you and listen to the radio. Hope there's a conversation. We both admit we had it good, but until then it's alienation. I know that much is understood, and I realize if you ask me how I'm doing, I would say I'm doing just fine. I would lie.
chance to renew. You know there isn't a thing I wouldn't do. I could get back on the right track, but only if you'd be convinced. So until then, if you ask me how I'm doing, I would say I'm doing just fine. I would lie and say that you're not on my mind. But I go out and I sit down at a table set for two. And finally I'm forced to face the truth. No matter what I say, I'm not over you. Not over you. Not over you. Not over you.
And that was Not Over You by Gavin DeGraw. And I think he's still in the runnings for Dancing with the Stars. Yeah, I think he's still in. I don't really watch that show, but he was on it. So here's some celebrity news for today. So stars lately have been getting dumped. Stars have been getting dumped on lately. Ryan Seacrest had fake ashes spilled on him during the Oscars. Now, Kim Kardashian was flower bombed on the red carpet. She was doing interviews at a launch party in London for her new fragrance, where a woman just went up and threw flowers straight at her. Kim was a good sport, though. She got cleaned up and returned to the red carpet 10 minutes later. She decided not to press charges on the woman. And there has been no current reason on why the woman did that, but people in the crowd say they heard the woman saying something about fur. So Kim, good sport. I would expect her to freak out, knowing Kim compared to all her sisters. She kind of would. But she was a good sport, walked off, got cleaned up, went back to the streets, and talked to the people and her fans. So you go, Kim. Next up, Jessica Simpson's magazine cover of Elle this month has been censored in one grocery store in Arizona. The cover of Elle this month features Miss Simpson all bare with her belly bump and her hands covering her chest. Someone had a piece of cardboard that covered the star's breast and her belly, which is leaving her face out. And I guess they didn't like Jessica Simpson that much, or maybe just didn't like her. So if you happen to see the picture at a grocery store or the magazine at a grocery store, it's not all bad. And she looks beautiful and glowing, and it's her first child, so of course she wants to show it off to the world. But you know, she looks fabulous and her hair looks great, but you know, people got their own taste, and I guess this was seeing too much Jessica Simpson was a bit too much. Kind of is, but she looks beautiful on the cover. It doesn't look too revealing. It doesn't look I mean, she's naked and all, but it's beautiful. I liked it. And finally, next up, we have some baby news. So Hilary Duff and her husband, Mike Courtney, welcomes a baby boy. So congrats to them. It kind of makes me feel kind of old because I watched Lizzie McGuire, her first show when she was like about 12, 14, 14? In her teens, yeah. And now she's married and has a child. Like, kind of makes me feel old, you know? Like, dang, am I getting there too? I mean, I'm only 18, but, you know. And Reese Witherspoon is expecting her first child with husband Jim Toth. So congrats to you two. This is baby number 3 for Miss Witherspoon, adding from her 2 children from her previous marriage. So congrats to Hilary Duff and Reese Witherspoon. And now, this is some sad news for me. So I'm a big, big fan of NBC's show The Office. If you haven't seen it, it is hilarious. They have all the seasons on Netflix, so watch it. But the show coming to an end. So Minda Kaling, who plays Kelly on the show The Office, has been signed into Fox for her new comedy show. She plays an obstetrician who tries to juggle her personal and professional life. Ed Helms, who plays Andy on The Office as new manager this year, is set to guest star in her pilot episode as a Wall Street analyst and potential love interest. According to Deadline, Helms has not yet signed a deal for next season. So does that mean The Office will have no manager? Or is The Office going to have a new manager? Who knows? And or is the show really coming to an end? Since Steve Carell left the show, the ratings have not been high up. But the show is still hilarious on its own. And I love it. I love The Office. But I mean, I'm just hoping that it won't come to an end because television needs good shows. And I've been thinking about this a lot since Michael left. So since Steve Carell left, he was supposed to get married. He's only been engaged to Holly. They haven't been married yet. So are they going to show The Office Wedding? Mm-hmm. So NBC, if you're listening right now, yes, an Office Wedding will sound fabulous. Besides, you know, Jim and Pam and what's her name? Phyllis and her husband. But yeah. But Steve Carell marriage. Yeah, that sounds cracking to me. So next up, we have some Stereo Hearts by Gym Class Heroes.
My heart's a stereo. It beats for you, so listen close. Hear my thoughts in every note. Oh, oh. Make me your yeah. radio. And turn me up when you feel low.
Turn it
this
up
melody
a little bit.
Was meant for you.
Yeah, right
so sing
there.
Along to my stereo.
Gym Class Heroes, baby.
If I was just another dusty record on the shelf, would you blow me off and play me like everybody else? If I asked you to scratch my back, could you manage that? Like if we had chicken trappy, I can handle that. Furthermore, I apologize for any skipping tracks. It's just the last girl that played me left a couple cracks. I used to, now I'm over that. Cause holding grudges over love is ancient artifacts. If I could only find a note to make you understand, I'd sing it softly in your ear and grab you by the hands. Keep me stuck inside your head like your favorite tune. And my heart's a stereo, the only place for you.
My heart's a stereo. It beats for you, so listen close. Hear my thoughts in every note.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Come on.
Make me your radio. And turn me up when you feel low. This melody was meant for you. So sing along to my stereo.
If I was an old school 50-pound boombox, would you hold me on your shoulder wherever you walk? Would you turn my volume up in front of the cops and crank it higher every time they told you to stop? And all I ask is that you don't get mad at me when you have to purchase Mad D batteries. Appreciate every mixtape your friends make. You never know, we come and go like on the interstate. I think I finally found a note to make you understand. If you can hit it, sing along and take me by the hands. Keep me stuck inside your head like your favorite tune. You know my heart's a stereo, the only place for you.
My heart's a stereo. It beats for you, so listen close. Hear my thoughts in every note. Oh, oh. Make me your radio. And turn me up when you feel low. This melody was meant for you. So sing along to my stereo.
And that was Stereo Hearts by Gym Class Heroes featuring Adam Levine. Oh my gosh, my honey cut his hair. If you guys haven't seen it, he cut his hair. Oh, so sad. So, so sad. But he's still extra fine. So Adam Levine, beautiful man. So thank you again for tuning here with me at radio.dominican.edu with DJ Tellum on my show, Gotta Let Them Know, on this beautiful, beautiful, sunny, clear blue sky Friday. Hopefully it'll stay like that for a while because I hate the rain. I really hate the rain. So now here's some... End the afternoon for some interesting news. So in Massachusetts, 9-year-old Jacob Clark has been summoned for jury duty. Yes, I said 9 years old. So the third grader's first question when he received the letter was, what is jury duty? So Jacob's hometown census records says that he was born in 1982, which would make him 30 instead of 9. And maybe due to an error of record taking when he was born, that's why he's 30. When really, he's just a 9-year-old boy. But this wasn't the first time he was called in. He first was summoned when he was 2 years old. So picture that, a 2-year-old on jury duty. But of course, that wouldn't happen. But once he turns 18, Jacob is excited to get on jury duty to actually figure out why they want him so bad and why he has to be there. Next, a man has been arrested because his cat would not jog with him. So 19-year-old Seth Franco brought his cat on a leash to jog with him, but the cat couldn't keep up with him. So he's tied the leash to a rock. And he left the cat while he finished running. And the passerby saw what he did and called the police. And Franco had been charged with domestic animal cruel treatment. I mean, I'm not a big cat fan, but seeing a cat tied to a rock, that's not a cute thing. Poor kitty. Next, a 101-year-old great-grandmother. Yes, I said 101. Yes, 101-year-old great-grandmother Mary Ellen Harrington has been declared the oldest woman to paraglide tandem on Tuesday to celebrate her birthday. And to me, that is a true definition of YOLO. YOLO, you only live once. And this woman is living her life. Paragliding, 101 years old, in the air. 101 years old. I really hope that I can live up to 101 years old and actually do that. Oh, you go, Mary Ellen Harrington. Yes, you go. We do that. And, you know, every woman loves diamonds. Loves the diamonds. They're expensive, but, you know, you receive it. I'll be happy if I get diamonds. And Switzerland's Schawes Jewelry has created the world's first diamond ring. You know, that doesn't sound impressive. You know, everybody, there's always a diamond ring. But this is literally a diamond ring. So rings usually have a diamond, metal band that holds the gem together. You know, the metal band. But this gem, that band is diamond. So basically, it's an entirely diamond ring. Like, everything on that ring is diamond. It is 150 carats and expected to sell for $70 million. $70 million for a diamond, all diamond ring. Oh, if you have the money then, why not? I mean, if I had the money, $70 million, maybe. Maybe if I was a billionaire. Not even a billionaire, but I don't know. If I had the money, I think I would get it. I mean, who wouldn't want a pure diamond ring? 150 carats, pure diamond ring. I mean, I would love that, you know? So, marry a rich man, marry someone. Get a diamond ring. Next up, so that is up for sir. That was your interesting news for today. Hope that caught on. Hope that sparked your interest. Hope that meant like, whoa, that really happens in this country. That really happens in this world. So that's some news for you. Next, we have some. We have some Break Even by The Script.
Don't believe in, 'cause I got time while she got freedom. 'Cause when a heart breaks, no, it don't break even. The best days will be some of my worst. She finally met a man that's gonna put her first. While I'm wide awake, she's no trouble sleeping. Heartbreaks, no, it don't break even, even, no. What am I supposed to do when the best part of me was always you? And what am I supposed to say when I'm all choked up that you're okay? I'm falling to pieces, yeah. I'm falling to pieces. Bad things happen for a reason, but no wild words gon' stop the bleeding. 'Cause she's moved on while I'm still grieving. And when a heart breaks, no, it don't break even. I'm falling to pieces.
ugly suitcase I tucked up, and now I'm trying to make sense of what little remains. Oh, 'cause you left me with no love, with no love to my name. I'm still alive, but I'm barely breathing. Just praying to a God that I don't believe in. 'Cause I got time while she got freedom. Breaks, no, it don't break. No, it don't break. No, it don't break even. No. What am I gonna do when the best part of me is going to win? What am I supposed to say when I'm all choked up that you're okay?
That was Break Even by The Script. So thank you guys for tuning in here with me today, DJ Tellum here at radio.dominican.edu. And hope you guys have a wonderful, wonderful Friday. And may the sunshine, may the trees, may the flowers enlighten your life and something. You know, have a good day. Thank you guys for listening. Thank you for tuning in. And remember, I'm back on my regular schedule next week at 7 o'clock. To 8 p.m. 7 to 8 p.m. here at radio.dominican.edu on Wednesday nights. Wednesday nights, 7 o'clock to 8 p.m. Wednesday nights. So check that out. DJ Tellum right here on my show. Gotta let them know at radio.dominican.edu. Have a good day, and I will see you guys next week.
They call me Superman.